Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. This week, we continue my live interview on the Patrick Dino Ryan Show, reaching out to a whole new audience with the National Alliance message. We begin today's show with an amusing example of the kind of incompetence we can expect as the browning of our nations continues. Here's that interview now. Listen.
And talking about incompetence, there was a rather amusing story that came across the wires last week about a data breach at a credit reporting agency. I think it was the South African division of TransUnion in South Africa that revealed the personal data of millions of people in South Africa by hackers. And the reason the hackers were able to gain access to it was because the blacks who ran the security for TransUnion South Africa had as their password for this massive trove of data, sensitive data, the word password.
Wow. Wow. Kevin Strom, he's with the nationalvanguard.org. We're glad to have him back on this Tuesday hour number two. There was another story. The author's name is Peter Bradley, and the headline to his piece is, Should Whites Put America First? And he says that he pointed out that America is no longer our nation. He says this is hardly an original insight on the dissident right, but millions of ordinary white Americans are learning this the hard way, that they have no place in the United States today. And then he goes through a compendium of cites a list of instances to back up his claim of this, and you know, talks about, for instance, all but two of the top 25 medical schools in the United States require students to undergo some form of a critical race theory training. Whites have been sent to the back of the line for medical treatments. A book by a black man who says the Constitution is trash because slave-owning white people wrote it is the number one seller in civics on Amazon. A black activist charged with trying to murder a white Kentucky mayoral candidate was released from jail after Black Lives Matter posted a $100,000 bond for him. Listen, I'm not going to go through the rest, but I'll say to you what I've said to my audience for a long time now, Kevin, and this is especially, listen, it was true before the Summer of St. George kicked off, okay? And I was telling people back then, and of course, you know, I came out of the world of commenting on sports primarily, but the show was very different in that it did deal with cultural, societal, racial issues and items that were connected to the sports world and are consistently applicable to the sports world and have been for a long time. So it was easy for me to segue into some of those topics, and I did. But I would tell people as far back as 2009, 2010, the apex of my career when I went national with SiriusXM for 5 years, I said, listen, there is an underground movement that is slowly percolating and moving toward the surface of an anti-white America coalition, if you will, that's building. And you know, people at the time were they kind of questioned where I was coming from. I said, but you're not looking for it. You can't sense it. I don't know. Maybe you're too busy with what you're doing. But there is a growing resentment of white America that has been moving for some time now. It exploded in the last couple of years. And it's never, we are really in unprecedented areas right now as far as being white in America versus being black in America. The bottom line to this whole thing is, and you said we need our own country. I don't know if that's ever going to happen in your lifetime or my lifetime, but I would love to see it happen. The other people have their own country. They don't apologize for it. We shouldn't have to ask for it or seek permission for it. But the thing is this, Kevin, and this is what I say to my audience all the time. Never before in this country's history has black America had whitey on the run like they do today. They have white America's balls in a vise, and they are squeezing tighter and tighter and tighter every day, and nobody seems to be doing a damn thing about it.
Well, I think there are a lot more who would say more and do more about it if they knew that there was a white resistance. That's one of the things that the Jewish-controlled media also do, is they suppress Our opinions, our points of view are not given a venue. Our books, which we publish books in the National Alliance, are not reviewed. Anything that we have to say is ruthlessly suppressed as far as they can suppress it. They can't totally suppress it yet, but they suppress it as far as they can. And so therefore, whites who are, against this agenda, who can sense that they're being hounded into a corner where they're going to be slaughtered, think that they're alone, think that no one else sees what they see. But if they would just do a little searching on the web and find the National Alliance, find natall.com, find nationalvanguard.org, find some of the people who are white nationalists, racial nationalists on social media, they're findable. They would realize that there are hundreds of thousands of us at least. And if we can get our act together, if we can get a vision where we're going together on a program that fights for our interests in a rational, intelligent way, just as other groups do, we could gain enough momentum to change history. That's why we have on our website the motto, toward a new consciousness, a new order, and a new people. And the first step is consciousness, of making our message available to every single white person on planet Earth. We get several million page views a month now, with hundreds of thousands of individuals who are reading our websites. That's a big step. That's something that we haven't had before, and we're growing all the time. But it needs to be 10 or 100 times bigger until we reach critical mass. But we're working our best to do that every day. And also I wanted to bring up what Raymond Hall says. He was a scientist who studied biology and anthropology. Raymond Hall said there's a biological law that no two subspecies of the same species coexist peacefully in the same territory. In other words, you can have four different subspecies of eagle. You can have fish eagles, bald eagles, golden eagles, and other kinds, but they don't live in the same territory because one will always drive the other out because they occupy the same niche. And biologically, I think that is true of human groups too. No two races, which essentially are subspecies, will coexist for long or peacefully in the same territory. It's like putting wolves and coyotes in a pen and say, okay, live together. That's not going to happen.
Well, let me bring it a step further when we talk about the amount of people that think along similar, if not identical, lines to the ways that we do when it comes to many of the problems and dilemmas that we're facing, and they are of such serious consequence. Probably, well, without question, now more than ever. But, you know, I talked about an all-black news channel that is going out of business. I also said in the first hour that if there was a white news channel in this country, of course, no cable company would ever pick it up. DirecTV would never pick it up, so it would never happen. But if there was a white news channel in this country, an all-white news, white interests, white this, white that, Kevin, it would be a gargantuan success. If there was a white congressional caucus, it would be a gargantuan success. If there was a National Association for the Advancement of White People, I think now more than ever, it would be an enormous success. And if there was a White Poverty Law Center, similar to everything I've just said, it would be a success. I just think there's too many people that, and I want you to tell me this, what is the psychology in your estimation? You've studied this for far, you've been in this business and studied this for far longer than I have. So I ask you this question, what is the psychology that goes inside the mind of the white person who opposes, rejects, and goes so far as to call us racist and or supremacists and a whole litany of other derogatory terms for feeling the ways that we do, for looking at the evidence that is in front of us that is clear, it is objective, it is rational, it is reasonable, yet they stand in opposition to us Have you figured these people out, what goes on inside their minds?
Well, I'm not a psychologist, but I have thought about that issue a great deal. And I think that there are some of those people who oppose us are people who have simply been misinformed. And if they get the correct information and confirm it for themselves, they will change their position. One of the best writers on National Vanguard is a man named David Sims, and he's probably a genius. He's an expert at astrophysics and celestial navigation, and he used to work for the Air Force. And he used to oppose racial nationalism until he started to check out some of the arguments that National Alliance members were making on the internet in various debates and Usenet. And he discovered that the racial nationalists, the National Alliance members, were right about everything. And now he is a racial nationalist and spends a lot of his time writing essays to support the survival of our people and awaken others. I also think there's another type of person who is just a follower. And I would say that even though our race, the white European race, has many, many original thinkers, people who can think for themselves, people who come up with new concepts, people who invent, who change the world with their minds, those people aren't the majority of any race, and including our race. Most people are followers. And that does not mean that they're bad people. It means that they just aren't quite at the pinnacle, the leading edge of the intelligence spectrum. And every race needs followers. And the problem is followers will follow whoever is perceived as the strongest, whoever is perceived as the leader. And right now, the media are controlled by our deadly enemies, and the schools are controlled by our deadly enemies. And these followers will follow them and hate us. So really, when I write, when I produce my weekly radio show, when I create the website for the National Alliance, I'm not really worried about swaying the follower type of person at this point. I'm interested in swaying the person who can think for himself, for that minority that really makes civilization, for those people who are the natural leaders of our people. I want to find them and talk to them because they can be convinced. They can be changed. Convincing the followers is possible, but it will have to wait until we're a lot bigger. And if I have anything to say about it, the National Alliance is going to get a lot bigger. I think once we have 1 million people, I think we can do great things in this country. I think we can change history. And I think we can get 1 million people.
Well, I fervently hope that that comes true and exceeds 1 million people. You're doing tremendous work, Kevin, along with other people who are a part of your organization, the National Alliance, and also NationalVanguard.org. Tell folks one more time where they NationalVanguard.org, but the National Alliance. Where can I go for that?
The National Alliance is the parent organization. It's the organization that you can join and help us and find a niche for yourself to help the cause. And that is natall.com, NATALL.com.
I've enjoyed this conversation very much, Kevin. I can't thank you enough for your time on this Monday evening. Continued success with your work, and I'm sure that we're going to do this again sometime down the road.
Thank you so much, Patrick, for having me and letting me speak to your audience. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend. Have a good night.
You've been listening to the concluding part of my recent interview on The Patrick Ryan Show. Also, let me add a few notes on today's show about the good progress being made in the construction of the first building, the book warehouse, at the William Luther Pierce Memorial Library and Research Center near the National Alliance's headquarters. In the text version of this broadcast, I'll include some recent photographs so you can see the work being done with your generous help for yourself. To describe what we're doing, I turn to the words of National Alliance Chairman William White Williams from recent issues of the printed National Alliance Bulletin, which we send to members and supporters each month. Quote, with longer daylight hours, our national office staff was able to complete major work on the Alliance's book warehouse that had been delayed due to winter weather. The biggest problem now, related to inflation of prices thanks to the ongoing COVID-19 mandates and other deliberately destructive policies of Biden and company and the system he serves, may well be the limited availability and vastly increased cost of some construction materials. The price of plywood, for example, has nearly doubled, and a roll of electrical wiring has increased from $60 per roll a year ago to $160 per roll today. Supply chain holdups have made some building materials and specialty items near impossible to purchase, not just because of high demand, but because so many workers are now paid to stay home, greatly diminishing the workforce. The National Alliance can do little about these national and global supply issues other than pull in our belts and keep building as we can with what we've got. With the help of our dedicated members and supporters, we will get through these crises just fine. Dr. Pierce, in the picture above, poses proudly in front of the windows he installed himself 35 years ago on his West Virginia home. Those same windows, salvaged from that home, have now been recycled and installed in our new William Luther Pierce Memorial Library and Research Center book warehouse in Tennessee. Our organization's founder would be proud of such resourcefulness in his name. Now that we have roughed in the end walls of our book warehouse, the roof can be insulated with spray foam. The bid we received for the work to insulate the William Luther Pierce Library warehouse ceiling was finally fulfilled this month. See photo. We can soon complete drying in of the building with exterior doors and begin the framing construction on the interior walls and second story floor. The insulation alone cost the National Alliance a whopping $7,280 due to increased prices of both material and labor. Most of the framing lumber is already paid for since we milled it ourselves last year from our own trees. Close quote. Like Dr. Pierce, Will Williams makes forward progress with zero use of debt and minimal use of contractors. Quote, now that we have good weather, I issue another plea to our members for volunteer workers, not just to help finish construction of our book warehouse, but for chainsawing, bush hogging, firewood gathering and splitting, ditch digging and maintenance, gardening, fence building and other general labor, and indoor work when the weather is bad. Dr. Pierce built the West Virginia campus, the Alliance, and its infrastructure almost exclusively with volunteer Alliance workers, supervised by staff, and we will do the same again here at our national office in Upper East Tennessee. We regularly receive requests here in the Alliance's national office from people interested in visiting our Upper East Tennessee community, which they've read about here or on one of our media outlets. We are not interested in mere curiosity seekers, but welcome visits from our activist members. We work long hours here and don't have much time to entertain visitors, so are likely to put members who visit to work to help us with various tasks. Our community's physical infrastructure is growing, having started practically from scratch back in 2014. We follow the model Dr. Pierce envisioned, a real community of men and women and children living together, working together, and sacrificing together for our common purpose, our shared purpose. To paraphrase a common saying, when we build it and build it right, they, meaning the spiritually best of our people, will come and build with us, regardless of what's going on with the invasion on the southern border or Ukraine's border, with inflation or with the Biden-Harris crazies. We will control what we are able to control. New young members are already coming, replacing idealistic old soldiers. Close quote. If you'd like to help us with the William Pierce Library or other important Alliance projects, write to us at Box 4, Mountain City, Tennessee, 37683, USA. That's National Alliance, Box 4, Mountain City, Tennessee, 37683, USA. Or simply contact us at natall.com/donate. That's natall.com/donate. This program has been edited for broadcast. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on American Dissident Voices.